So I think we've all experienced watching a movie as a kid.
No movies as kids.
No, shut up.
I just want to start with that.
Tim was raised in a cult.
Movies were forbidden. Only still pictures. And if we were caught looking at pictures too fast, that's a motion picture.
So you couldn't make a flip book, is what you're saying?
No flip books.
No flip books in this house. So movies that absolutely traumatized us as a kid. A lot of people go to The Brave Little Toaster. Okay.
That's a good one.
Right, yeah. That's one that has a very traumatizing scene in it, okay? So we watched a movie recently, and it came out in 2021. It's called A Dog's Way Home, okay? We thought, we're like, oh, it's like Homeward Bound, or like there's a there's another movie that's like Homeward Bound. I'm trying to remember what it's called.
I was going to pick Homeward Bound, you bastard.
So here's the thing. So this movie, it's like that, okay? It's one of those, it's supposed to be about a dog's journey back home, and he gets lost and blah, blah, blah. The movie starts off pretty simple, pretty normal stuff. But there's a scene in this movie that I have to warn everybody if you're going to watch it with your kids. Because here's what happens. The dog in question, gets lost in some town trying to make their way back, and they end up at they go into a grocery store, and they end up getting chased out, right? And a homeless guy says, oh, that's my dog, to like protect the dog, because they were obviously gonna like take it to the pound. And so this homeless guy is like, oh no, that's my dog. Okay. And so he then adopts the dog, because there's clearly nobody there to take the dog, because it was on its way home like 100 miles from where it was, right? And what ends up happening is this dog hangs out with this homeless guy for a week or something like that. And he, like, gets some, you know, some pity and stuff like that. People are like, oh, this man and his dog, you know, so, like, that kind of thing. And then he takes the dog back to where he's currently living, which is, like, a tent in the woods. And then he says, oh, I love you, dog. I love you, dog, so much. This is a really emotional moment. And then he lays down to go to sleep, and he fucking dies.
Oh, my gosh.
With and the dog killed him?
With the dog chained to him.
Oh, God.
Yikes. What?
Oh, man. Yes.
Some really Gerald's Game stuff going on.
Hannah and I were watching this, and we were just like, what the fuck is going on with this movie?
So it was a really uplifting kind of...
Oh my
Luckily,
gosh.
I'll say, the rest of the movie is great. The rest of the movie is exactly what you'd expect out of a children's film, except this.
Bro, just stick with Paddington.
Paddington is wonderful. This was awful. Yeah, yeah. We didn't even consider that was what was happening at first, and then all of a sudden, like, he like lays down with the dog chained to him, and then he's like stops moving, and then it shows like the next day, and we were like, "Oh my fuck! Did he fucking die?" Yeah. So if you want to watch A Dog's Way Home, please remember this warning.
It's the like homeless... PG-13 minimum.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We don't have a fentanyl problem in this country.
It's just awful, dude. So, that being said, what other movies have scarred you?
I don't know if anything can really top that, but as a child watching something, I feel like this really got to me. This is going to date myself just a teeny bit. Uh-huh. There's this little movie called Matilda. Oh. And Matilda's about a little girl with some special powers. She gets sent into an awful school. There's a lovely teacher, but the principal's kind of crazy.
Yep.
Like, tries to kill Matilda multiple times, I think.
My kids love
all
kids
know Matilda.
Love this movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. That's a classic.
I thought that was the teacher. It was you're right. Principal. Yeah. Mrs. Crunchbull, I think.
Mrs. Crunchbull.
Crunchbull.
Yeah. Trenchable? Crunchbull.
Yeah, it's something angry sounding.
So there's a scene where she forces a child to eat a whole chocolate cake, this evil principal. And I literally could not look at chocolate cake for like years.
Really?
Because I was so traumatized by that scene. Even though it was supposed to be kind of like a heroic thing that the boy ate a whole chocolate cake or whatever. Yeah. But like, it shook me to my soul.
Whenever Una gets out like three different meals and takes like a bite of each one of them and then wastes all the food and then refuses to eat them the next day because she'll gag and throw up. That scene blares in my head. I'm just going, one day I'm going to stick her on the table and make her eat all the damn food. I never do that, but that's what I think about.
Oh my gosh, I have to go on a tangent. So, Kelly, just speaking of that, I had a coworker. He's at a different company now, but...
You're not telling me the story you told me earlier.
No. No, I'm not telling you. I'll have to say that one for another time, but it's more appropriate. Topically, so he had the same complaints about his kids, about them never finishing their food, and like one time his like wife went on some sort of trip or something, and he just like his kids are like the type of kids that like they'll never ask for food, mm-hmm. So like he just let them skip two meals because it's just like they never eat what I, like the whole like 3 days, and his wife was gone for five, like for the 3 days he would feed them breakfast, lunch, dinner, and they'd barely eat anything. So he's like, you know what, you will eat when you ask me for food, because that's when you're hungry. So they went like breakfast and lunch without eating, and then they just came to be like, Dad, we're so hungry.
How old are his kids?
Yeah. They're like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, okay, around that range.
The only time like my 18. Kids, the only time my kids willingly skip meals without driving us insane with food is if they're playing video games. Then I can make them skip meals.
Yeah. Well, they're locked in. They're gamers.
I was going to say, yeah.
My kids beg for food all the goddamn time. And they're starting to eat so much.
Oh, yeah.
We had to tell Medley that playing video games gives her like bodily blindness. So she doesn't know when she has to go to the bathroom. She doesn't know when she has to eat until she like walks away from the video game. And all of a sudden she's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we have to tell our kids to take body breaks.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah.
So, since Jake already mentioned it, I will bring mine up. It was Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dude, that scene with Shadow in the pit.
Yeah.
I will say I've had nightmares with loved ones in the bottom of muddy pits.
Whoa.
I don't think I know this one.
Homeward Bound?
Don't.
I don't think I saw Homeward Bound.
Save yourself.
There's a wholesome ending and all that stuff. But
yeah,
essentially,
it's still a good ending,
an old dog is at the bottom of a muddy pit and he can't get out. And the younger dog is trying to pull him out because they got to get back to their family. And the old dog just can't get out. And he just tells him, go.
Oh,
and they leave him and it breaks your fucking heart. And eventually he does get out of the pit and he comes back to the family in the end of the movie. But okay. I nightmares, loved ones, the bottom of pits.
Ugh, yeah.
Couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
Mine isn't as much of a kids movie, but it's Grimm Fairy Tales, so it's sort of kids. Remember when the Hugh Jackman Van Helsing came out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the scene where the mud from the, like, well splashes onto a kid's face, and then, like, it slides off and takes the kid's face with him. And then, like, it runs away and turns into, like, a mud gingerbread man, like, absorbs the kid. And it's, like, so fucking creepy. That scene always was, like... Cause, I mean, that movie came out in, like, what, 2003 or something?
I think it was 2003.
That was the Brothers
I missed
Grimm.
This one.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, no, the Brothers Grimm, not Van Helsing. It was the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah,
the one with Heath Ledger and other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Got my movies. Yeah, the Brothers Grimm.
That sounds fucking horrific.
Yeah. It is. The movie's like just a... It's like a weird action movie, and then there's just like some really weird creepy parts because it's, you know, Grimm fairy tales, and that one was like, oh! It's always stuck with me. Every now and then it makes the rounds on like social media, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm glad this scene didn't fuck me up alone.
Let's see. Regarding a children's movie that I know kind of messed me up for a bit as a kid was definitely Watership Down.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Because, of course, pick. That was like the case of, oh, it's a cute film with rabbits in it, except very brutal.
A lot of death.
There's a shit ton of death in that movie. Like, the way it's drawn is vicious. Like, there are so many times, like, they don't shy away from, you know, rabbits fighting, and you're like, aha, like, whatever. No, it's like, no, they're ripping each other's throats out. And
oh my god.
That was one I did not actually see as a kid. I watched it later, and I genuinely thought it was like, they're showing this shit to kids?
Yeah, they definitely did say, I think, like, in reviews, they were like, yeah, it should be more for adults than anything else, like, or, like, young adults. because as a kid, like, you're watching it because, like, I don't remember a lot of the characters' names in it. I just remember it's just the basis of survivors from one Warren trying to go to another one. They encounter different things, like different rabbits and stuff, and then there's one that's more authoritarian, so you got like the different areas they have to go. There was one area that was creepy just because there was like this other that, like, it was after one of their does get killed basically by a hawk, because they're all avoiding, because you gotta imagine these are rabbits, so you know, anything can pick them off.
Yep.
And there was this one area, it was a farm, and there's like this rabbit that goes like, oh yeah, you can join us and all this stuff, and it was ultimately a trap because they find out that the rabbits on this farm were bred specifically to be on that farm and basically were fed and stuff like that as long as they got other rabbits to come over to be killed and stuff like that. So there was this whole thing, like, you're like, oh shit, like, this is it's a brutal
I'm looking at like the images, Google images searches. I'm like, oh god, this movie looks, it's like, it's,
oh yeah,
it's brutal, and it's like fucking brutal.
It's animated like a little Disney film, and then it's like, goddamn, it's brutal and evil.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's just so many. I mean, like, I used to raise rabbits as a kid too, and so, you know, and I've been bitten by them and stuff, but like seeing it, like the action, I'm like, ah, Jesus Christ, like, there is so much like violence. I think there's one scene in particular that involves, I think, a Warren being flooded out and stuff. And
yeah,
they filled in because it's going to be like a parking lot or something.
Yeah, and you just see all these rabbits trying to go deeper, and they're being like drowned and stuff like that. And they turn into spirits to basically say, "Oh no, they're dead." Like, don't.
God, almighty.
They did things back. But they did things different in 1978.
Oh my god, yeah. And that's the thing. They were like, "Oh, it's a cute rabbit film."
Yeah, that does make me wonder, because it was obviously a book first, right?
Like, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, was the book advertised as a kid's book?
I mean, the problem.
It was a kid's book. Yes.
Yeah. It's like young adults' books, though. Like, you gotta think. Oh, you're okay. Okay.
Not kids. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, because the Hobbit is a kid's book, but yeah, like, obviously that's about heroism and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, like,
it's like goofy and silly.
Right.
No,
yeah,
it's about being a burglar.
That's right, kids. Even burglars can have jobs.
That's true.
Thievery is good as long as you're stealing from the rich.
Yes.
Yeah. Or ogres.
Or dragons.
You can steal from the dragons of our time. How about that?
Yes.
What do you think has been traumatizing this elf that you guys just encountered last episode?
Short-term memory?
That would traumatize me too. Or would I forget about it? I don't know. So, you go through the gate, the jewel gate, last episode, and when you go in, you see this elf, this ghost of an elf woman, who, she's stuck in this routine where she's, like, trying to recall these notes about these gems, and she's, like, going back and forth between, like, her notes and the gems and then some drawings, and even if you try to, like, talk to her about it, she, like, somehow logics her way back into this routine.
Right.
And you guys were like, okay, we clearly need to figure out what's going on here. You also saw her body, the desecrated skeleton, of who's clearly her, but she's not acknowledging it, or she just doesn't notice it. She has no idea that she's dead. And we ended it with Kezra going up to the crystals on the other side. And here's what happens, Kezra. As you approach the crystals, you saw what appeared to be ghostly spirits inside, and there was this tone that was resonating all throughout this room, and it gets stronger and stronger until you get up to it. And then when you get close enough, all of a sudden, a wail screams out from these crystals and envelops you, and let's see how far this effect goes. Let me see.
Oh boy.
I'm expecting the whole room.
Let me see. In a 30-foot cone.
Yeah.
So let me see how far out that goes. So it goes out from Kezra, so hold on. Yep, that's the whole room. So everybody here, except for Garn, who is 5 feet away from the cone.
Cool.
So I need everybody to make a will save.
Oh boy.
Is this a magical effect?
Yes. So this is an effect from the crystals themselves, so I will say that you'll get your plus one or whatever it is.
Is it technically an emotion effect?
Yes, it is an emotion effect, actually.
Boom! Awesome.
Yep.
Thankfully, Benson crushes that.
Same.
All right, so I will go first. Getting hit with it first is Kezra. What did you get?
27.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
Benson.
That is a 32.
Fail. And Ambrose.
Whew. 37.
That is a success. So what you guys have just been hit with is effectively Wave of Despair.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. So as this goes out, so this Wave of Despair, this all-enveloping just emotion happens to you guys. So usually for a success, it'd be for one round, the creature can't use reactions and must attempt another save at the start of his turn. On failure, it is slowed one for that turn as it sobs uncontrollably. However, because you failed, that duration is 1 minute.
Oh, man.
So you are slowed one. You are slowed one for 1 minute. And now I will need all of you to roll initiative. And while all of you are rolling initiative, I'm going to say this. When the wailing crystals sends out this wave of emotion and it envelops all of you, the ghost that you were just talking to, she starts wailing as well, and she says, as it just kind of overcomes her, she begins crying and wailing at this. She says, "The crystals, they've snuffed me out, and now they keep me here forever." And she, like, gets as far away from the crystals as possible without leaving the room.
Hmm.
So she moves. That's her action in this entire thing. So don't expect her to be much help, by the way.
Hey, can't help?
No!
Okay, she's useless.
All right, so let me go ahead and do right. Crystals have rolled. Kezra, what'd you get?
30.
30.
Man, is this like a hazard or something?
It seems like a hazard.
Yeah, it's a hazard. Yeah. Garn, what'd you get?
All right, I'm gonna go off my perception. I got 27.
27. Benson, what'd you get?
Benson rolled fairly well with a... Tim, 19 and
13.
32.
Yep.
32. And the Viscount, Ambrose.
24. I rolled
24.
Garbage.
Ooh. Man, are you guys excited to see Viscount Ambrose do stuff?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so curious what he is.
You guys have no idea.
I don't have any idea.
Literally.
All right, so believe it or not, the Wailing Crystals go first.
Huh. Shocker.
So the Wailing Crystals, they do something in which they do something called Anguished Shriek. So shrieking distorted face composed of writhing necromantic energy lashes out of the crystals. So it lashes out. It says it lashes out randomly, but it's within a range. So let me see. Oh gosh, Kezra's the only one within range.
I was about to say Kezra's like he's surrounded.
No, wait, sorry. Garn is just within range of like this part of the crystal down here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. So it's gonna be 50-50. Who wants the higher?
I'll take the higher.
You'll take the higher. All right, so I'm going to roll d20. 11 and up is Garn. Bottom half will be Kezra. First one is a 4. So it's going against Kezra first. So I need you to make a will save, Kezra.
I can't use reactions, so it doesn't matter if it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
29.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
You take 23 points of damage.
Okay.
It is 13 mental and 10 sonic.
Hmm. Yeesh.
My ears and my feels.
Yeah. That was one, so it's going against Kezra again. Please make me another will save. So this is all happening around you. It's like random spots that these crystals are like lashing out at you.
26. Hmm.
As another fail.
It's terrible rolling all day.
That is 29 total. 16 mental and 13 sonic. You don't have any resistances to account for there, do you?
No.
Okay, all right. I'll just give you the whole damage then next time. Last one. 13. So this will go against Garn. All
right.
So Garn, make me a will save.
Okay. Come on. Gary needs a new pair of shoes. Yikes. 24.
Ooh. Wow, that was almost a fail. Almost crit fail.
Oh, God.
24 total damage.
Whoa.
Yep. Mental and
24.
Yep. Mental and sonic damage. And
well,
that is
actually I am immune to Blue Hedgehog, so I don't take any sonic damage.
I didn't know that.
It's one of the exemplar feats.
God damn it. Oh, fuck.
All right. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay. Is there any check I can make?
You see all this stuff happening. Do you have crafting? Do you have any lore? I don't know if you would. I don't know anything.
I do not know anything about that.
Yeah.
You know
that they're crystals, and I'll say this: they have a tone coming out of them, so it sounds like. It sounds like this tone is sort of like bouncing off of each of the crystals, but you don't know what it means.
All right.
So the tone is coming out of the crystals, so it's not like it's like a magical effect on the room or something like that.
Well, I made a point last episode saying Benson was pulling out his undead new sword.
Kill the ghost
Benson
lady.
Benson is going to. Yeah.
Get her.
She's the
Benson
ghost.
Is going to take an action to put that back. He's going to take an action. Oh my god, I hate that I have to do this.
You could drop your special sword as a free action.
Yeah.
You could just pick it up later.
It bounces backwards into the portal.
no! I've got a cat walking on my keyboard.
Oh, I see her! I see her!
For those who can't see it, I'm holding a beautiful little kit. Little Raffy.
Right in front of the customer.
So I will drop my undead new sword. I will pull out my sword with the shifting rune.
Yep.
And it will shift into a warhammer.
Alright.
And I don't think I have enough room... oh my god. I'm very sorry.
You're 20 feet away from the closest crystal.
Yeah, so you could make it if you just wanted to whack on one,
or
you could go up and just like
15 feet.
Well, yeah, he did a draw, a shift, and then his last action's gonna be a move.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last action to be to walk up.
Yeah, that's what it's going to have to be. I'm going to draw, I'm going to shift, and I'm going to move. It's not ideal at all, but it's the only thing I can do.
The game's paused.
So that's what...
Oh, sorry. You know what? I realized that I actually could have hit Pinson. He was just within range. So when
do you want me
when
to
we
make
get back
checks?
Into it... Huh?
Do you want me to make the checks?
No, it's all right.
All right. My game is lagging right now, but I'm trying to move next to Kezra.
Okay.
There it is.
Alright, so you are up next to the crystals with him, and so that's all you can move, unfortunately, this turn. So next turn, you're just gonna go ham on these things.
That if unless another...
Oh, wait, John, you were slowed, right?
Oh, yeah, did you fail?
Yeah, you failed.
So you're slowed.
All right.
Oh, shoot. All right, we have been
back. I have a Warhammer, and I'm standing ready.
All right. Then, Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra, what are these? As he's just, like, shaking with, like, fear and anger and just, like, sadness as he does it. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just like, ugh. And he rolls Arcana, Crafting...
Arcana or crafting would work, either one. I think it would be a lower DC for crafting, so
okay.
Ooh, master crafter. All right.
Well, I have a plus. I have two. I have a 20 in Arcana and an 18 in crafting, but so it might that oh, might so that might be scales. The difference. But I'll work
right.
Crafting. All right. Awful rolls again. I'm going to use my hero point. I want to know what's going on. Yeah. With this thing. So I got an extra hero point. Kezra. Dives, no, I've heard of these crystals before. And I rolled the exact same roll.
Oh my god.
I guess you don't.
I rolled an 8 both times. Okay, so I got a 26.
Unfortunately, that is not enough to know what is going on with these things.
The only double-digit roll I've had is my initiative. Everything else has been 8 or 6.
Hey, you won second. I mean, out of all of us, that's something.
All right, well, that's one action. I'm going to spend my next action to try to dig deep on knowledge. I should get away, but... Actually, yeah, I'll get away before these things fuck me up.
All right, so you're just moving out.
Yeah, I'm just going to get farther away from them.
All right. All right, so you are... If you want to get out of range, you know that Ambrose is out of range. Well, so if you want to get out of range,
I only have 25 feet.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm not nearly crying as much as you are.
Don't look at me. I'm not crying. I'm hideous.
Mascara's running down your face.
All right, Garn.
So Kezra's eyelashes are a lie. I would like to convince our wonderful genius GM to let me use Lore Five Kings Mountains, because I think these are gems found in the Five Kings Mountains.
I will allow it, but it's not going to be the lowest DC.
Don't worry, I'm going to roll like trash. Okay. I mean, this is what the fans come to expect.
This is true.
I have some elaborate plan, and it just relies on a die roll.
That being said, I'm really happy for when people use lore. Like you don't usually get to say I'm going to use lore this for this. So go ahead.
Natty 8 for a 22.
Yeah, there's a lot of crystals and gems that go to the Five Kings Mountains.
I've seen these before. I have no idea what they do. So I was on action. I am nervous that if I go up here and I whack one of these crystals, that the ghost lady is gonna, like, I don't know, become activated and start killing us. But maybe then Benson can use his shiny sword. So my second action, I'm gonna stride up. I'm gonna whack one of these crystals.
All right.
And I use bludgeoning.
Yes, of course. All right, yeah, go ahead and swing.
All right. So I got an AC, I just don't get automatic?
Nope. Not automatic.
All right. Hey, this will be automatic with a 37.
That is a hit. All right. Go ahead and roll some damage.
I'm curious.
None of it's going to get through. Hardness 58 or something.
Like that. Yeah, I'm thinking there's hardness.
Jake is just like, yes.
John has an adamantium warhammer.
I know.
That's what I'm kind of banking on.
There's ever been a time.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
I did 15 points of damage.
You go up and hit it, and it goes boom. Seems like it does nothing. These crystals are extremely hard from what you know of other gems.
You know, if only I had used any of my class abilities.
You know that class that you have?
Yeah, play him like Grimshaw. I need to play him like Guard. So watch out. Next round, I'm going to use some of my abilities.
All right. Ambrose.
I don't know what you want me to do here, because, what type, you said lore check, it would be crafting or something?
Or arcana.
Yeah, yeah, crafting or arcana.
Come on, magic boy, show us your arcana.
Yeah, I mean, I could, I mean, my arcana is not the best, because I'm not pure intelligence, but, I mean, I could always try it. Yeah, so actually, and because I was asking about the emotion effect is because I do have a feat called irrepressible. So if it's an emotion effect and I roll a success, I get a crit success.
Oh, nice.
So in that case,
irrepressible, I like that.
Yeah, it's nobility. But yeah, so it was kind of like that wave of sadness comes through and like he feels it for an instant, like there's like a sensation and then he just kind of shirks it off and kind of looks more glowering at him, but I'll try an arcana.
Sure.
Check. Shit, no. Okay.
No. Okay.
That was a shit roll. Anyway, because I'm not sure what these are, Benson, but and he's going to touch Benson and give him haste.
Oh shit.
Okay.
So that cancels out slow.
It cancels out slow.
Nice.
Very, very cool.
Ready to fuck shit up.
Okay. All right. It is the Wailing Crystal's turns. So if we do some measuring here. Benson's not within range. Hezra's not within range. Only Garn is within range, it looks like.
So that chunky one, I guess?
Yeah, so every square, that's where they're, like, measuring from. It doesn't look like... Yeah, measuring from every corner, and it doesn't look like I can hit anybody except Garn.
Wow. You got this, Garn!
So, Garn, please make me... three different will saves, but let's do this in turn. So, make me one.
Wait.
29.
29 is a fail.
Yep. 33,
that is a success. Let me do the damage for the first one. Uh-huh. So it's 22 points of damage. All right. Second one, you said you got a crit success.
Success because I am just so cool.
So cool. And then the last one, make a will save again.
Oh, yeah, easy. 34.
34, okay. Success.
I have an unassailable soul.
Neat. These are cool feats in the remaster here. Okay, so it does seem to affect Garn a little bit, but he seems to kind of shrug off whatever these wailing crystals are doing against him here.
The frequencies! All gems have a frequency! If we could just find out what it is! I feel it tried to speak to me.
Benson standing with a Warhammer like, oh, I'll find the fucking frequency.
I'll find the radio in there. Don't worry. Speaking of, Benson, your turn.
Yeah.
Benson is going to charge forward and start swinging at these crystals.
All right.
So the purple one directly in front of me, going to swing.
Yeah, so they all have the same stats and stuff like that. So what you're doing is you're trying to hit, and then if you... It's every 5-foot square is pretty much what you have to break here, mechanically. All right, so go ahead and roll, and then tell me what you do. Tell me what you hit.
Natural 19 on the die, and my weapon is keened.
Ooh, crit with an adamantine warhammer.
They're unfortunately immune to crits,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, I don't like fun either, Jake. No, but so I guess the total. Oh God! Why is my sheet being
slow? And the
so
hammer
slow?
Ignores half the hardness of the crystal, as long as the crystal doesn't have more than 14 hardness.
Tim, 19 and 22.
19, 22 is 41.
41. Okay, so a regular hit. What were you saying about the hardness count?
Adamantine ignores half of an object's hardness as long as the object doesn't have a greater hardness than the adamantine weapon, which is 14.
You're not ignoring hardness here, John.
Really?
I mean, I did 15 damage and didn't do anything.
Yes. So you did hit. So go ahead and roll some damage.
That is going to be... Jesus, why am I so bad at math? 20 points of damage.
Okay, so you chip. You chip a part of it.
Oh, God.
All right, this is broken as shit.
Again, we get defeated by a trap or something.
This is brutal.
Garn, protect yourself.
Oh, but I am hasted, so I could take another swing.
That's true.
With map, 27.
27 that goes bonk right off of it. You try to carry the swing through, and it doesn't seem to land.
All right, we got to figure out what else we can do for this shit.
So you tried to hit with a 27, and it went bonk?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's not an instant, so unfortunately.
No. All right, after that, Kezra.
Kezra will look back, tears streaming down his eyes.
What are these?
Well, the crafting.
Fuck.
Son of a bitch. A 9.
Dude.
So I got 27.
Alright. I'm just gonna.
What were you using crafting?
Yeah, crafting. 27.
Okay. That does beat the crafting check there.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So. Clusters of gleaming, colorful crystals. You know these things to be corrupted by necromantic energy that causes them to reflect negative emotions. So it looks like there's three patches here, in a way. So what you could do, you could either use thievery to try to fracture the crystals, so you, like, you know, shove something in a certain spot and it sort of, like, breaks the tone that's, like, resonating off of itself. Or you could try to use a crafting check to place objects to stop the resonance.
We need you here, Kez.
Yeah.
So there's this resonance that's sort of feeding off of each other, almost like radio towers, right? And if you put something in certain places, then what will happen is that it'll disrupt that flow of the sound and the tone.
Mm.
So you could do that, or you could try to break a patch of it, and then that will reduce. There's three patches, so you'd have to break one at a time.
Right.
The old rambling dwarf's right. It's about the tones.
The dwarf with the weird body.
the weird one. With the lumpy body.
I think he's talking about you.
You gotta disrupt the tones.
That's my turn.
About the cones.
So it,
that's all I keep thinking. It's about the tones.
That's what I've been thinking.
It's all about the cones.
So if you want to try to place the objects to stop the resonance, it would be a crafting check.
Yeah,
to do
I'm
it.
Slow, Jake. My turn's done.
I know. So I'm just saying, next turn, think about what you want to do, how you want to do that. all right. Garn Stoneborn.
You say your we turn. Can break the crystals? and then Garn, just in one hand, playfully flips up the moat of the divine, and he just slams it into the mace. And the Morningstar, he whips up the Morningstar, and he smashes down with all his might.
This mountain breaker again?
And he's gonna spark his transcendence, and he's gonna fracture mountains.
Yeah.
The portal gets destroyed. You're like, oh!
Right. Then the anime intro kicks in.
Yeah, 19 on the die. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Oh,
all right.
So that just hits because I can't crit it.
Oh, right.
Okay. Let me get back to this. Fracture Mountains.
Are you keened?
No, I'm not keened. And it doesn't matter because
they're immune.
They're immune to crit, so.
But I have so many dice I have to roll now. I don't even know if I have enough.
Oh, I got so many dice, I can't hold them all. I'm a new class.
Let me go over to my little dice display, because I have to get... Oh my gosh, how many is that again? If you're level 10, you increase to two extra damage dice.
Oh my god.
An extra 6 of this damage. Part of the thing is that I get extra spirit damage alongside just extra damage die. Do you want me to count the spirit damage? That's probably immune.
That's a good question. Let me... It does not have immunity to it. So now here, it wouldn't, because of the fact that it's using, like, necromantic, energy. So yeah. Cool.
Oh, just so you know, every time that I do spirit damage, I also do holy damage. Or it's also counted as holy for triggering weakness. So
right.
Just so
right,
you know.
So.
Oh, man.
Immunities are regular, like, object stuff. So critical hits, object immunities, precision. So let me see what object immunities are, just to be sure. But
I don't know if objects have spirits.
Yeah. If it has object immunities, probably not. That's good to know before I give you the total.
Right. They are immune to bleed, death, disease, healing, mental effects, non-lethal attacks, poison, spirit.
There we go.
Vitality, void, as well as doom, drain, fatigue, paralyzed, sickened, unconscious, and unconscious conditions. Okay.
That changes.
So 28 points of bludgeoning damage then.
Okay. So 28 against this patch that you're hitting.
Uh-huh. And then because I Sparked Transcendence, I also activated another thing that I forgot about last time. Where is it? It's like, if you spark Transcendence, make sure you do this thing.
Oh, while you read that, by the way, this episode brought to you by
Black Oak Workshop.
Black Oak Workshop.
Dice are treasure.
You see how bad Kelly's rolling? You could give that to your players, GMs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jake.
That's how you sell dice.
Appreciate it.
Where is... I literally just read this. Oh, okay. After you spark Transcendence, you inspire an ally within 30 feet, restoring hit points equal to 2 plus double your level. So someone who's in 30 feet that has taken damage, I think that's Kezra or Benson.
I have not taken damage yet.
Kezra, you took damage, right?
I sure did.
All right, so you are just so in awe that you are around someone who is so radiant. I attract followers and inspire troops, and I change the course of kingdoms. So for once in your life, you have come across someone who you might... I'm not speaking for Kezra, but maybe, just maybe, you consider the brief fleeting thought that this person next to you has immense power. And because of that, you gain... This is great. Because of that, you gain 28 hit points.
I think for the first time in this entire series, Benson looked at somebody other than Kezra and was like, God, what a douchebag.
26 hit points, 26.
I mean, he's so overcome with emotion right now. Sure, why not? The lumpy dwarf is amazing.
The lumpy dwarf looks back at you and winks, and you get 26 hit points.
The lumpy dwarf hitting on me. I don't know.
Let's hope so.
After Garnet
That's
comes to...
That's not the end of my turn.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
That was only two actions. That other thing was a free action. So with my last action, I am going to shift
my... Were you not slowed?
No.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, I had to shift eminence to do this. Okay, never mind. That is my turn.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Viscount Ambrose. So Ambrose, the ghost elf that's right next to you, she sort of like cradles your head.
Oh, no.
And she's like, please, please.
Just kind of like, excuse me, ma'am. please, unhand my head.
Please unhand my head.
Jeez, I don't even know. Because unfortunately, a lot of the spells that I have are... I mean, as soon as you said object immunity or whatever, I'm just like, okay.
Oh.
Don't you have shatter?
I wish. I didn't prep it. Well, he's out of the range anyway. Let me look here, because I'm just gauging size here. Okay. Let's see if I do this, Jake, properly, because I'm not slowed. I just need to look up this properly for a second, because...
All right.
Okay, so... I'll make a mistake. Why not? It's all fun. So he is being cradled, whatever. So he's just like, pulls away for a moment. But he just kind of looks ahead, sees Benson, and goes, "Arise, Oathsworn Dragon." And then in this space here, a dragon claws its way out of the ground. But it's not... It's not what you probably what Kezra's done in the past, which is usually a flame drake or something. It is called a omen dragon.
Sweet.
So
omen dragon.
Yeah. If you look up a picture of it,
Is it a young omen dragon?
Yes, it is.
Got it. All right, we'll pull that.
No, it's an ancient omen dragon. Don't worry about that.
I wish it was.
From the remaster. They're new dragons. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so this omen dragon, like the portal starts appearing and stuff like that, and it just kind of pulls itself through, but not in like a horrible like gray space. He just kind of like phases in, and this dragon, it can only do so much to these things, but at least gets another body on the floor to perhaps do damage. So it's going to immediately, because I think as soon as it summons, it gets two actions.
Yes, it gets its actions.
Cool. So that was three actions to summon. Then he's on the field.
I will show you the artwork for the Omen Dragon.
Oh, right. God, that's cool.
This thing is fucking dope. It has antlers. It's got blue scales all over. Mm-hmm. And it's the... hands on the end of its wings almost look tree bark.
Yeah.
Like
roots. Yeah.
It kind of has like an Eastern look to it with the
very like Imperial dragon.
Yeah. But
this is like the most Mark looking dragon I've ever seen there.
It looks like an abomination. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It looks too alive to be Mark's dragon.
I wish I could bring something cooler. So this thing comes onto the field. And it immediately will not do anything super cool because, obviously, object immunity, but it will attack the crystals.
Okay, all right, so it's just going to swing.
Yeah, it's going to swing with a jaw strike.
Okay. And which patch are you going after? Because I'll say that I have a patch in front of Garn.
Oh.
And I also have a patch in front of Benson.
Right where Garn is.
I just want to make sure that you're doubling up on stuff. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead and swing out. See if you hit and see if you get past the hardness.
Oh yeah, the hardness is going to be.
These crystals are hard.
They're hard as a rock.
Rock hard.
Not my dice, brother. Come back. Every time. It's like my phone's getting to that point where I'm just like, oh no, I have to get a new one soon.
Oh no!
it's reaching the age. Oh, sweet. Yeah. That would be what's a 19 on die plus 16. That is
35.
35. That's a hit.
Let's see if it goes through the hardness. Probably won't. That's 2d8, so it's probably not going to. No. 15. So. Probably doesn't even dent it.
It doesn't even get to the
hardness, unfortunately. Because it's not affected by mental, right?
It's immune to mental.
I said, everything I have, unfortunately, is not good against rocks, or at least stuff I never prepared. So.
You didn't build for rocks?
I didn't build for rocks.
I'm not a dwarf.
So ready to use this new character.
You always build for rocks, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you summon, put me against something living. I'll be fine.
Oh, God. Okay.
They teased us in the previous book by pitting us against stone giants. It was written in blood.
That's yeah, true. Well, anyway, it can attack again, so it's going to. This time, just use it will do another jaw strike.
Sure.
But... but it's stupid, because it's useless. It was a natural 20 on that one.
Aww.
But
crit card, though.
You get a crit card.
Oh, okay. The crit card is, maybe if this something. Is an object, it breaks.
Every now and then you get that are like ignore hardness or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's true. That's true.
This would be a natural jaw strike, so.
Piercing. Pierced. The target is slowed one until the end of its next turn.
Look at that. Take one that less rock. Action or something.
Is it immune to
the slow in object immunities?
Immune, all right, so bleed, death effects, disease, healing, mental effects, non-lethal, poison, spirit, vitality, void, doom, drain, fatigue, paralyzed, sickened, unconscious. Slowed is not in the immunities.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go.
Hey, that was okay. That was
if you had a golem coming at you, they have object immunities, you could slow them.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool. That's true. Okay.
So you take the action away because each cluster is an action, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Well, so they all collectively have actions,
takes out one.
Okay. Okay.
Not bad.
All right, so it's slowed.
20 points of damage. I actually rolled really well that
one. Whoa.
Okay, so I will take off the appropriate amount.
Jake's like,
it did damage.
Wait. How much of it was mental?
I didn't even count the mental at that point. Oh. That was 20 without because it was 2d8 plus 5. And you said, don't worry about mental.
So yeah, don't worry about mental, yeah. Oh, okay. All right, cool. That was really, really sick. I'm excited to post this in the Discord so people can see this fucking omen dragon. Right. Badass.
That shit's fucking awesome.
The wailing crystals, they are slowed, so they will only get two actions this turn. So let's see. They have three targets. So I'm going to do a D100 here to see who they hit. So going down, Benson, you get the first third. Omen Dragon gets the middle third. Last third is Garn. First roll is a one. A one on a D100.
It means it fails. Just gives up.
Yeah, it means it explodes. So first one goes against Benson.
Sure.
So Benson, your will save, please.
Tim, 21 plus 16.
37.
37, that is a success. Which I believe you have the will thing.
Yep, so it's a crit suck.
Crit success, okay. So
it's a crit suck.
Crit suck. Second one is a 51, so this will be going against the dragon. Which is good for you. That means it doesn't hit you guys. Dragon, please.
Will that... Am I able to... Oh, no, I guess I can't. Never mind. I forgot. I was slowed. I can't use my reactions. Oh, right.
Yep. Omen Dragon, please make a will save.
Sure. And this is such a weird thing to ask, but is it an occult-type spell?
It is an occult spell.
Woo!
Yeah. It's called, Anguish Shriek. Yeah, it's called Emotion Mental Occult Sonic. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they get a bonus against occult.
There it is. So this was a pretty solid summon, actually.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just a 30. So
30. So still a fail. So it will take 29 points of damage.
Okay.
It is mental and sonic. So just let me know if any one of those there's resistances too.
Yeah, it's not. It's well, technically, isn't it a targeted attack?
It's a targeted spell that it's using, yeah.
Oh, but it's not hitting AC. Never mind. Okay, I can't use its other ability.
Oh, okay.
It does have a fun ability if it's being, like, attacked by someone, like, actually rolling a attack roll.
Like a strike. Physical... A strike against it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. But yeah, these are all will saves, so. Okay.
Okay, so 27.
All right, so that was the...
27 or 29?
That was, what did I say? 29.
Okay.
After the Wailing Crystals, Benson, is your turn.
Okay, well, Benson has not really been... this cat is... wrecking
Look at her!
You picked her up and she smacked you in the face.
Yeah, yep, she was like,
right in the face. Okay. Benson does not really have an, like, do we know what to do? Or
thievery or crafting or whack it. That's our options.
Yep.
But then Benson's gonna whack it. I'm gonna whack it.
Whack.
That, okay. That was a natural 20.
So, crit card.
Oh, so you got a nat 20.
Yes, I did get a nat 20.
Hey, crit card is a crit card.
Yep.
By the way, these the blue cat dice from the
Black
Oak
tree.
Black Oak, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling rocks. I'm just so sad I can't crit this stupid fuck.
Well, for once, you get a normal damage crit card when it doesn't matter if you do double damage, which is good for you. But the bad news is that until it's a shattered hand, until the target is healed, it is clumsy 2 and enfeebled 2 and can't use one of its hands. So it would have been a great crit card against, you know, a dude with a sword.
A guy? Yeah. Or a caster. Oh, my God.
18 points of damage, if it matters.
Nope. Does not.
Oh, fuck this combat.
Already hit it.
Just right. Like, we just need Kelly to roll rocks and then we're fine.
Oh.
So actually,
come on, Kelly.
No, just
roll good.
I have faith.
That was a miss. Final swing.
All right.
It's another fucking 19.
Man, wow. One of these days, you're going to be just...
I am so fucking mad because none of my rolls matter.
Hey, it makes you feel any better. The keen doesn't work on your hand.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It doesn't work.
That's right.
It goes
that's
dormant
right.
On a bludgeoning weapon, unfortunately.
Yeah. Roll for damage. Let's see if you can chip something off.
No, I'm not going to because I got to roll actually max. Actually, kind of close to max. Jesus Christ. 21.
All right, you chip off a little more than you did last time.
Yay.
Look at that. That's what they call progress.
Dude, shift it to a great pick, a two-handed great pick, so you can roll D12s and have the fatal trait. Or D10s and have the fatal trait.
I can't shift it to two-handed weapons.
Your bastard sword is technically two-handed.
It's a two-handed weapon.
I know, I've always wanted to argue this.
No,
you know
no,
what? Make your argument. I will happily listen.
Kezra's turn.
To what?
It is Kezra's turn.
All right, Kezra weeps his way across the room. Wait, how far did I get? Yeah, okay. And I will attempt one crafting check.
All right. So what are you throwing in? Just like I said, you just need to throw an object in. So it just says that you just got to throw something in to like. The
copper coin
disrupt this.
He's gonna jam his staff in there and try to like use the magic resonance from this, you know, pretty powerful staff and just kinda get
sure.
Trying to get in there and mess up the tones.
Yeah.
Nice.
A 9 again. I've rolled an 8, an 8, and then a 9 and a 9. So and that was before that it was like an 8 and a 6 and a 6.
Brother, like, okay, forget everybody else in the call. I need you to lock in, man.
Trying, dude. I'm crying over here. I'm overcome with emotion.
He's like crying, and Benson's like, you gotta lock the fuck in.
Alright, well, that's a 20.
Emotional
that's day. Another 27.
That is a success.
Oh, sweet. So, cool.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Yep.
You already locked the fuck in, dude. Dude, think better of yourself. Stop being so negative.
So you jam the staff into this patch of crystals, and it's like a little part of it dislodges or shifts or something like that, and then all of a sudden all the tone stops here in this section.
Awesome.
And
how big is the section?
So I was considering it like the top of where you guys are. So there's still two sections of it on the bottom.
That giant cluster, then the green, purple, orange section.
So, but one of the sections has been disabled, and that is
nice.
One action down for its turn.
Woo!
So,
yay!
So, good job, Kezra. Garn, your turn.
Okay. So, being that we're in kind of like a ghastly space, Garn, as he makes this strike, you see that we briefly flash back to the scene where we saw Gorum die. Garn was in a battlefield, as you recall, and he was surrounded by warriors who were fighting demons, right? And as the chunks of Gorum fell from the heavens, like, his compatriots, his comrades, were being cut down around him. So as he strikes out with his melee strike, nat 20, let's go!
Miss Mel, so natural 20s sick. To a combat that doesn't that, matter because...
Yeah, it's fucking infuriating.
But this is still pretty cool. So what's my card? This is a bludgeoning.
Your card is Broken Nose. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed.
Yeah! Let me watch those Christians bleed!
Bleed that rock.
I still get double damage though, right? Alright, cool.
I mean crystal.
Not really, but...
Oh, right, because that's not the crit. We just get the effect. That's right. Whoopsie. Alright, so as I strike out, you all can see this, but there are spirits that rise from the ground that they just have a bunch of gashes all over their bodies. They look like they were killed in horrific ways. Benson, you can tell, I mean, you've seen it all. Like, you know that these are like telltale signs of, like, you know, humanoids that were like killed by demons, basically. And they come out in a 30-foot cone, so they will strike both sets of crystals, and their crystals get a reflex save. And this is bludgeoning damage, so it works. The spirits of my fallen comrades attack with me. And I get to roll 3d10.
What the fuck is your class?
I rolled trash, don't worry. Made up. Well, it's only 14 damage, so I don't cut through it all.
He's playing the demigod class, John, the new one, the exemplar.
Yeah.
They're modeled after Hercules.
I'm just a dude with a sword.
No, you're a divine champion.
With a sword.
All right, so...
I do zero damage. None of it cuts through. Because they do like 14. I do like, let's see, 9 plus 14. Yeah.
All right. Not a thing. Okay.
My comrades, my little ghost of comrades are going through whacking these things. They just look back at me like,
this why the fuck did you call me for this?
They all shrug like, dude,
this was a really bad situation to bring us up.
All right. Viscount Ambrose.
Okay. He is going to use an action to keep the Umen Dragon in. Concentration. Yep. And for his two actions, he's just going to do a basic Telkinect projectile against the ones that Garn was doing. Closest, because actually out of all the spells I have, that might actually get through it. Because that's 7d6 if I hit.
Hey!
So... let's see, spell attack roll here. Does a 34 hit?
34, yes, that does hit.
Jesus Christ. That was, you know, these immovable crystals.
It,
alright.
You hit exactly, how about that?
That's horrifying. that's, 22 points of damage. I don't know what else is in the room. Like, probably the chunk of the crystal that...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
...fell. You just...
All right, were you going after the one Garn was hitting?
Okay. Yeah, basically the same one that the dragon's been hitting, Garn's been hitting, sure. All that shit.
So we just auto-skip our turns and just have Kelly roll, our attacks, like, if we keep doing 2 damage, does it really do anything, Jake? You can be honest.
It's, that's pretty funny.
I have to roll so well to do damage.
John, you can change. Maybe you could change your weapon to a single-handed pick. because that I don't know if piercing or bludgeoning has any difference with these things, unless my knowledge would let me know.
It wouldn't really. There's no like weaknesses or resistances to be said about
the fatal on a types. Natural 20 for the pick makes it you get a, you roll d10s for your damage and you get an extra d10. So,
That's a good point.
Well, 3d10. You could do what I did with my special ability and roll 14 damage. And not
thanks, you fucking asshole.
So, this is a question for Kelly, for dragons, because you're the expert. For Draconic Frenzy, basically, does the map go afterwards? Or
what? Ooh, I believe its map is normal. You just get three attacks for one.
It just is the dragon makes two claw strikes and one wing strike in any order. Yeah. So you get three strikes for two actions. So,
okay, but I'm just making sure. Like after the first strike, then it's a negative four.
Yeah, you apply the map as normal. I think it's designed to give you like a claw or a tail or a jaw and a tail as your full map, and then use your claws for agile.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to think of something else here, but he's just don't do that. So the first hit, the first claw hits. Because assuming, 19 plus 16, so...
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, that should hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Second. Yeah, so that would be... it's probably not going to do any jack shit, because 2d6. Yeah, not going to go through damage. I'll roll for that. That's a miss. And that's a miss.
All right.
Wonderful.
I love that I have a weapon like specifically for hardness, and Jake's just like, no. Nope.
That's the thing that confuses me, because I was like,
I did not know that there was a numerical limit to the ignoring of hardness. So you can blame Kelly.
I will.
It is the.
But can you imagine the writers of this adventure path being like, oh yeah, remember that adamantine weapon we gave him? Yeah, it's
fuck
useless. It. Here.
How about fuck him?
We're gonna be so pumped for this fight, and we're gonna be fuck him.
It is the Wailing Crystal's turn. There are four targets here within range. So gonna go percentile die. And I'm just going to go down 25, 25, 25, 25. So first attack. So only two attacks still. First attack.
Well, is it still slowed?
Yeah, still. Well, oh yeah. How long would it be slowed?
I think it was still. It wasn't until healed. I'm trying to find the card.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right. In which case, then it only gets one attack then from the slow. And because one of the things are broken.
Oh, no,
so
it said till the end of its next turn.
Okay. All right, so first attack was a 90, so it's going to go against Garn. So Garn, make me a will save.
Okie dokie. Bippity boppity in the box, and I got a cracked eye. Nice. Nat 1.
Oh. Okay.
Fuck.
And it's basic, so get ready. Get ready for a lot of damage.
And it's basic.
It's basic.
Yeah, basic.
That is 60 points of damage.
Wow.
How you looking?
He's fine.
Think a little rock frequency is gonna get me down.
yes, I do.
Just cough it up
possible.
Blood.
Alright, so next attack is gonna be a 60.
No, guard's like, what? What did you say?
Next one is a 60, so this is going against the Omen Dragon. So Omen Dragon, make a will save.
Yes, meat shield.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
why. That's why he's releaseful right now.
I mean, he's not rolling bad. That would be actually. Hold on. 17 plus 19.
36.
36. So it is a save. So it's a success.
Yeah.
So that it's going to be. 27 total, so cut that in half.
Oh, 27. Oh, yeah. So cut that in half. So that's, 13?
Yes. Okay. Alright. After that, it comes to Benson.
This is tough, Because do I keep just trying to swing? Because unfortunately, unless I'm doing like max damage, I'm not damaging these things. So does Garn need some healing or?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I think he's fine. I mean,
yeah, I'm totally fine.
Yeah, he's in the triple digits, I'm pretty sure, probably.
Jake, would I have to move up to actually damage this crystal?
Yeah, so the crystal that's directly in front of the Omen Dragon, you can take a 5-foot step up to that one. Yep.
I don't know what else to do. I'll swing, I guess. I mean, does anybody else have another idea?
Nope.
You could hold your action for Kesra.
It seems to be what we're doing. I mean, 34 to hit.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Alrighty, I'm not doing anything. Alright.
Alright.
Yeah, that doesn't go through hardness. I'm hasted. So technically, I have 2 more strikes.
Try the pit look.
Well, you have 1 more because you were still slowed from the... From a...
I will transfer my weapon into a pick.
There we go.
There you go.
All right.
In the spirit of the Minecraft movie.
Chicken jockey. Kesra.
All right, so do I have to move over there to do it? Do the next one?
Yeah, so yeah, move over to next to Benson in order to try to disrupt this patch.
I just hate that it relies on Kelly rolling well.
Apparently I just like, hit a 9, which is barely achievable for me.
Wait for it. Let's see what he does.
Spend another hero point. Save us.
Kesra's looking at this creepy dragon. He's like, this thing's freaking me out.
I thought you liked dragons. Not
that one. All right, 17 on the die. Yay. So that'll there be... 35.
Yep, that is a success. So you go over and you shove it. Use the staff again, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go over and shove the staff and into the base of it, and you can see that when you do that, part of the tone seems to die down. So the only patch that's left is the big blue one in front of Garn.
I've almost got it. Just hold on one. A little bit longer.
All right, and Garn.
Can I do this untrained, or do I have to be trained? Hazards usually have like some sort of like minimum proficiency.
Yes, you gotta be expert.
Do you not
at least?
Oh, dang!
You have to be expert in thievery or crafting.
Well. Expert in crafting. If you want to do thievery, it's master. So,
wow,
that is rough.
So that would have been elk.
No,
really? Oh, okay.
God. He was not a master. He was a master in stealth and everything else. Of, yeah. But thievery, he was maybe an expert.
Okay. Still.
Phew.
Okay, well, I think Garn is going to play it a little safe, and he is going to break out a little gauze, a little needle, and
your ears up?
Get some gauze. So my ears up, so they can't hurt me no more. Alright, so it's like 20, there's a couple layers, like 15 is the standard Kel, 25 if you're expert. 20 if you're expert? Yeah. And then is it 30 if you're master or something?
I think so.
Yeah, master's 30. Okay. You know, I am going to go for the... I'm going to go for the master battle medicine check. And, of course, I don't get it.
Oops.
So I'm not able to heal myself. So I rolled a natural 2.
Oopsie.
Stop
yourself.
My gosh. So if I fail battle medicine, can I try again, or is that my one chance?
That's your chance.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
So, what else are you doing on your turn?
Cool. With my other 2 actions, I'm gonna take a step and use battle medicine on the dragon.
Come here, meat shield.
I think I've healed something like this before.
I worked as a vet.
I'm going to try to use the... Oh, wow. I'm going to do the expert DC, which I literally can't fail, I guess, unless I do a nat 1. So,
how familiar are you? Sure. How familiar are you with Omen Dragon Anatomy?
The heart's here. The lungs are here, maybe.
Wounds are all the same. Just need to stop the bleeding.
And I hit the DC, and that little dragon's going to get 19 points hit points back.
Okay, not bad.
All right. Ambrose.
It's my turn.
Cool. And so he's going to use concentration to keep him going. So that's one action. And in response to your little helpful against him, for the dragon, he's going to cast a heightened spell on you. And he says it in Dorvish as well.
Ooh.
He said, "Thank you. Thank you, my friend." And then you are going to get a heightened soothe spell. So that is 5d10 plus 20. So Yay. You suddenly got 57 HP. Back.
Oh my gosh.
And you feel refreshed, as well as you gain a plus 2 status bonus to saves against mental effects for 1 minute.
All right.
Who is this guy?
Was that a hint of mint in the, with that soup?
Mint and rosemary.
Rosemary and thyme.
Okay.
Dragon's yeah. just gone to maul the crystal. He's just on bite. Draconic Frenzy can't...
Chomp.
Yeah, but Draconic Frenzy is just unfortunate in this combat, so...
Yeah.
So, he's just going to attack... That's a 32.
It's a miss.
Yep, and second one, that's somehow a 32 again.
Wow. Womp womp. Okay.
He's here for being me.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, if you do... you're not doing Draconic Frenzy?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's claw, wing hit, and each one's D6s instead of D8s.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, the jaw's D8, so I might have a chance of getting through.
Right. Okay. Back to the Wailing Crystals. They only have one action left. Who are they going to hit? Percentile die. It's going to be an 81, which means it's Garn.
Nice. Garn. I just got healed. I can take another one.
just don't
crit fail. Don't crit fail again. All right. Will save, please.
Oh, yeah. Critical success. Easy. Okay. 41.
All right. The tone is weakening. It is unable to hurt you as much as it had been, and it only had one action, so it comes to Benson.
Fuck's sake, I guess I'll just swing, see what I can do. Well, actually, is there any way I can aid Kezra?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Because it's clear that he's the only one that has a winning strategy.
Right.
Here.
Yeah. I would say that if... how could we do this?
This is the classic, like, you know, holding Moses' arms up during battle sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So he's gonna, you know, Ben's gonna come alongside Kezra, hold the staff, like, no, like this.
How about this? Go ahead and roll me
firmly grasp it.
Firm. All right. Because of what he's doing, he's jamming the staff in order to disrupt this. How about you roll athletics?
Okay.
Because you're pretty good at that. So if all you're doing is that you're just giving him the extra muscle he needs to, like, jam this staff into certain places in this crystal patch. So probably going to succeed. I'm just trying to give you some, you know, some bonuses here, because I like the idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 15 plus 18, Tim.
33. So the obvious success. That might be a crit success, I think, for aid. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends if this is, like, a really hard thing to do. You can adjust the DC depending on how hard the thing is. But if it's, like, a standard thing, then yeah, 15.
I'll say it's a success. So you get it. You get a success. So Kezra, when you do it, you'll get a plus one to the roll.
Cool.
And I don't... I mean, I'm... Actually, no. This is something that actually has happened the past couple of rounds that should not have happened. Benson is not hasted. Because he's been using his concentration on the dragon.
Haste isn't concentration.
Yeah. No. Haste is not a sustained spell.
I was thinking about 5e. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. 5e? Yeah. Is? Holy shit. Oh.
Yeah. It's concentration.
Yeah, the in haste in 5e, it's concentration, and when it stops, you're stunned for a round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you think I could... What else could I do this round to help you guys out? Just give me something.
I mean, the aid's great.
Yeah, the aid will be great. Yeah.
We should have been doing this the whole time. Because, like, with how many times Kez has rolled an 8, we probably could have finished this already.
Okay, but I have other actions. Do you guys need something else?
He heals, I mean, you know.
Just pass, I guess.
Yeah, I'll pass.
All right, Kezra, it is your turn.
All right, Kezra will move. I can't really get in there.
If you just want to do it from where you are, I'll say that you're in the crystal patch. Like,
I'm just gonna wade into the crystals.
Sure.
I have enough. Yeah. Even with difficult terrain, I can get five in there.
Activating them all.
Yeah.
Benson's pointing
the Staff of the Dead, sticks it down, and rolls a natural 3.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
So.
Oh my god.
Good job.
No.
You did it.
Nope.
Brock rolled that one.
Yeah, of course he did.
Used up all of his luck in that one combat where he was.
I know, forever ago.
And killing everybody.
Okay,
well, that's my turn.
All right, Garen, do you have anything?
Pass.
Ambrose.
Concentrate to keep him alive, and for the hell of it, just gonna do a teleconnect projectile. All right.
Let's see if you hit it.
It's fun.
It is fun. It's a fun spell.
I've never had to use this spell in a while, so I want to use it. It's so dumb. I mean, I hit it. It's just, I'm like, 19 won't die. Whatever. I don't care. 76. Ooh, 26.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, that was... I mean, rolling 76 is fun, actually. Nice. I miss rolling a bunch of dice in general. And Emin Dragon's just gonna flail out, be angry, not do anything. Most
got
likely.
It. Just scratch it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think that like he did summon it, but it's probably like pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
That the fact that the thing even dared strike it, even if it is like a young Emin Dragon. Mm-hmm. But.
All right, Wailing Crystal gets its one action. Yeah, see who we do this against. A 100 on the D100, so Garn again.
I was already rolling, I knew it. So success with a 37, so
Chris success. All right.
Jeez. Stalemate.
Benson, do you want to try to aid again?
Yes, right. Benson will aid again.
Firmly grasp it.
Hey, dude, how about you stop fucking up?
I mean, you just have to pull a ghost and be Patrick Swayze behind him right now.
Oh, that's relevant. There's a ghost in here.
Hey.
Yeah. It's not Patrick Swayze.
Tim, 13, 18.
31.
Yeah, it's a success.
And because I have the action, I'm just gonna take one fucking swing. 17 on the goddamn die. Okay. Probably not going to do any damage. So that's like 35. So that's
yep.
Gonna hit.
Yeah, definitely hit.
D6 for picks.
It's what?
D6 for picks.
There's no way he's going
to
do it.
There's no way. Why did you want me to go to pick?
Because if you crit, it does 3d10.
Oh, so you were just banking off of
on the crit.
On a crit, okay.
Benson lately regrets that he turned his thing into a pick.
What, you went down from D8 to D6. I'm sure it's going to make a huge difference.
At the same time.
At least I could do some damage.
Yeah, probably can't do anything.
Yeah, no, that's 16.
Yep, didn't do anything.
I raised your ceiling. Jake is like, yes, and drastically
they are
lowered
destroying
your
themselves.
Okay.
Just roll a 20, John. Roll a 20. All right.
Just roll 20, John.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, just roll a 9.
I'm in range. I can do this twice now. Get out of here, Brock. You rolled a 3.
No, Jake, isn't, like, disarming a trap a two-action thing, typically?
Do what?
Isn't, like, disarming a trap a two-action thing, typically?
It doesn't say disable, so just this disable is for the thievery and the crafting. It doesn't say how many actions it takes.
Okay.
So I think one. I think it would specify otherwise.
Well, I rolled a 3 again, so you better hope I get it this time.
I had a job.
You do it, Brock.
Stop.
All right. Got it. Love it on the die.
Okay.
Okay.
Just barely.
Good Lord.
You shove the staff into the last patch of crystal, and the tone goes completely silent. It was incessant in your ears, and you enjoy the silence now as it's deafening almost, you know, just like just all of you hear nothing, and it feels great. And you look over at the ghostly woman, and she breathes a sigh of relief. And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
woo! I did it all by
good
myself.
Lord.
Yep. No, you didn't.
Somebody is getting traded.
Hey there, everybody. Come in really quick here to tell you that over at MistyMountainGaming.com for the month of June, we have a new set, the Prismatic Realms from the artist Freya Pinto. Go check them out right now at MistyMountainGaming.com and sign up for their subscription boxes to get some cool, beautiful sets here. And as always, make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for an extra 10% off. See you in the next episode.